Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age. Wisdom, experience, and knowledge, just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. Midi clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's join, M-I-D-I.
Good Sunday morning to you. It's Total Information AM for July 7th. Happy to be joined now by Johnny Rabbit to take us back in time. Good morning, Johnny.
Ooh, good morning. Yes, thanks, Scott. It's really time to go back in time. 61 years, to be exact, when, as music director of KXOK, we kept getting British records and press clippings about a certain English rock and roll group. They came from Louise Harrison Caldwell, wife of Dr. Gordon Caldwell of Benton, Illinois. Louise was the sister of one of the band members, and her items came in cardboard boxes wrapped in butcher paper tied with string. Her interest was that one member of this odd-looking and sounding band was her younger brother, George Harrison, then an unknown in America, as was the group, sometimes called the Silver Beatles then, or just the Beatles. Once to appease her persistence, I played the groups From Me to You on my Make It or Break It feature, and over 90% of the listener call-in vote said, break it! We thought that'd be the end of the mop-top quartet, but Mrs. Caldwell didn't give up and kept sending us stuff. One day she called to say her brother was coming to stay with her, and he'd visit radio stations to try to get airplay and plug the group. George also visited record stores. One of the LPs he bought was Booker T and the MGs, Green Onions. It's of interest that in 1963 in the USA, there were no hit records by any artist from England. The only imported hits were Sukiyaki by Q Sakamoto, Timey Kangaroo Down Sport, Rolf Harris, Marina Elena by Los Indios Trabajadores, and Dominique's The Singing Nun. Well, we got the promised visit of George Harrison. He brought several Beatles singles, and I took him down to a strange place, a vaulted brick ceiling underground tunnel of a section of our Radio Park complex across from Sherman Park at 1600 North Kings Highway. Don't look for it. The tunnel may be there. The building is gone. Well, you got to the tunnel by moving a stairway to a bandstand in an unused part of the building we call the old house. Well, I could tell he was kind of creeped up, but we listened to both sides of the 45s on a little battery-operated Mercury record player. I didn't give him much hope, but he was polite and thankful, too. We met with him, listened to the records, and committed to have another Beatles song or Make It or Break It. Now, this is more than he got from any other local station where nobody would even meet with him. George, incidentally, was the first Beatle to come to this country. Well, he asked about a place to eat before he made the 100-mile drive to Benton, and feeling sorry for him, I took him to dinner of roasted chicken at the Bonfire Restaurant and the Carousel Motel, a few blocks north on Kings Highway from Radio Park. The motel's still there, but the chicken is gone. Though if you want roasted chicken today, you can get it at Frank and Helen's in University City. Our next Make It or Break It song for the Beatles was Please, Please Me. And again, the listeners voted we should break it. Well, little did any of us know what would happen with that group in about 4 months. Oh, the next time I saw George and met the other Beatles was when I was selected to be the MC of the first date of their first full 1964 American tour. That was at the Cow Palace in San Francisco. The Beatles stayed on the 10th floor of the San Francisco Hilton. I spent a lot of time with them there. I had a hard time understanding their accents. The street outside the hotel was packed with fans, and we were advised to keep the floor-to-ceiling drapes of the windows closed. But for fun, Ringo would occasionally pull back a drape, and the screams just floated up from the street. Just before showtime, the Beatles were whisked to the Cow Palace in a limo. Other members of their entourage, including me, rode to the venue in an armored truck. The place was exploding with excitement. Well, when I got my cue to go to the microphone, I did a short introduction that I am sure no one heard. I couldn't even hear myself, as the nonstop screams of the mostly female fans were as ear-shattering as a fleet of jet engines. The Beatles ran on stage and played a song set of just under 30 minutes. In it, they did Twist and Shout, You Can't Do That, All My Loving, She Loves You, Things We Said Today, Roll Over Beethoven, Can't Buy Me Love, If I Fell, I Want to Hold Your Hand, Boys, A Hard Day's Night, and ended with Little Richard's Long Tall Sally. Truly a night to remember. Well, it's sad to report that Louise Harrison Caldwell has passed away. She died on January 29th last year. She was 91. George died in 2001 at 58. The Caldwell's old house in Benton became the Hard Day's Night Bed and Breakfast and Beatles Museum. It closed in 2009, and the house is gone. Next week, I'll tell about the Beatles when they played here, when they played Bush Memorial Stadium in 1966. Not to a sold-out crowd by any means. Well, I hope you can be at my Oasis presentation. That's going to be about the 60s in St. Louis, 1960s, 1860s, and 1760s, and we'll concentrate on the 1960s. It'll be at 10:30, Tuesday, July 30th, at the Center of Clayton. To reserve a place there, contact oasisnet.org or just show up by 10:30. And, of course, at that time, we will be talking to about the Beatles and talk, too, about the Chase Park Plaza Hotel in 1960s. Now, on our KMOX radio stage, wow, we have the one and only Scott Jagow. This is exciting, and I can hear my introduction. Not like with the Beatles, he has an important message. I wonder what it is. So let's listen. Here's Scott Jagow.
I wonder what it is, too.
But that was too.
That was a great segment, though. I appreciate it.
Thank you, sir. Very much. I do, too. Thank
you. All right. We'll talk to you next week, Johnny Rabbit.
Okay.
All right.
After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Postseason baseball is here, and it is the absolute best time of the year. I'm Rob Bradford of Baseballs and Boring, and we're going to have you covered every step of the way with instant reactions from players and coaches and managers and fans and reporters and everybody else who is immersed in this awesomeness and all the craziness that comes with October baseball. So follow Baseballs and Boring in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.